Bradford will get a flow of support from the Ontario government to help save the Holland Marsh and Lake Simcoe. Based on a report from Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Mahesh Ramdeo, Council endorsed a non-binding initial agreement with the Provincial Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks to see the town become the proponent and owner of a new phosphorus reduction facility, during a special meeting on January 27. While the design and location have yet to be determined, the facility is set to be a utility and intended to reduce phosphorus runoff in the West Holland River before it can enter the lake, which is needed to prevent excessive weed growth and algae blooms in the cold water fishery. "Getting to this place is fantastic," said Ward 2 Councillor Jonathan Scott. That sentiment was echoed in a news release from the Ontario government the following day, in which Environment Minister and Barry Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan called the agreement a significant step for the critical project to help protect, restore, and enhance Lake Simcoe for future generations. "I am happy to see that Bradford West Gwillimbury is going to be the proponent," York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney said in the same release. "Because of their leadership, we will continue to support the water quality in Lake Simcoe for generations to come." A longtime supporter of the project, Scott noted that both Bradford and Georgina councils have really advocated for the project over the past few years, which he believes could lead to the single largest reduction in phosphorus going into the lake. "The plant was previously estimated to remove about 10 tons of phosphorus per year, but the current agreement only sets a target of 2 tons. Scott said that based on his understanding, the facility was originally estimated to be able to remove between 2 and 12 tons of phosphorus each year, depending on the water levels. "It all depends on how rainy a season we have," he said. The province has already conducted a preliminary feasibility study that suggests the plant will hit its targets, according to Ramdeo, who clarified that even if it doesn't, there are no stipulations within the agreement for funding clawbacks or penalties for the town. Also, while the town is to be considered the owner of the facility, the operation and maintenance will be funded by the province, with the Ontario Clean Water Agency, OCWA, set to actually run the facility, which essentially absolves the town if the site doesn't meet targets. Ward 7 Councillor Peter Dyke asked about potential locations, such as near the town's wastewater facility at 225 Deset Street, and Ramdeo said a more detailed feasibility study, pre-design and site options would be the first things to get done once payment agreements are finished. Councillors also authorized Mayor James Leduc to sign the agreement on behalf of council. They also permitted Ramdeo, along with Chief Administrative Officer Jeff McKnight, to negotiate the terms of payment agreements that would see the ministry provide the $24 million in funding committed in 2022 to develop and build the plant, as well as the $16 million in federal funding allocated under the Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund. Ramdeo stressed multiple times throughout the meeting that local taxpayers will not be responsible for the costs of building, operating or maintaining the plant, but several councillors still had concerns. Ramdeo explained the specifics of funding commitments will be detailed in the payment agreements, and that the project will be implemented in phases. Phase 1 focuses more on naturalized wetlands to help filter phosphorus, while Phase 2 focuses on the creation of the new facility. The province has committed to the process, with the pre-design for the facility expected to take a little more than 1 year, according to Ramdeo, who said there is no requirement in the agreement for the town to continue with the project should other levels of government back out of funding. Based on his understanding, Scott said the funds were already earmarked in previous budgets and should already be available once all parties are ready to proceed with the facility. Meanwhile, the first phase of the project seems to align with previous efforts from Bradford's Green Initiatives Advisory Committee, for some of which the province announced $284,000 in May last year. In addition to aiding the health of the watershed, the development of the plant could come with community benefits such as making way for trails or improving access to the water.